rhythms in the sky, blue eyes, your arms around, why can't you fly high above red dreams? Double set seems in perfect pitch. For the hell of it is why you try.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Oh, and my handsome husband, Mark.
And we're getting it fixed up. We're getting it done. We're making it happen. And we're teaching.
We're teaching.
How to make that happen.
I don't know if we're teaching how to make that. I think we're inspiring that to make that happen. And we're, what better way of doing that than with, like, women?
That's right.
Seriously?
And that's my segue.
There are enough guys in the world, I swear.
No. You know, world. Now it's the world's fault.
I travel around to like these like industry shows and I read the magazines, the whole thing, and there's so many guys. Like, I'm tired of seeing guys. I'm so excited to talk to our guest today because she's not a guy.
Allison Arapalo, who was the fan favorite on HGTV's All American Handyman, joins us. Allison, are you here?
I am here.
I am so excited to talk to you. And for everybody who watched that show, you know, you're the fan favorite. And, you know, I think that is the coolest thing ever, is to be like America's favorite handywoman.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I actually won that fan favorite by a big margin. And it was awesome. It was really awesome that everyone liked to watch.
And that is so inspiring, too, for all of the young women out there who watch HGTV and who are, you know, say, you know what, if she can do it, I can do it, too.
Yeah, definitely. I every time I go to the grocery store, someone walks up to me, a female with her kids or whoever, and she says, because of you on that show, I'm going to try to do something with my house by myself. And I feel pretty good about that. I didn't really realize I'd have that effect on women, but that every day I run into somebody who I've had that effect on. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, every day I meet someone who says they don't like me. So I'm doing the wrong thing.
He gets the opposite reaction when he goes to the grocery store. You know, things get pelted at him. It's really kind of messy. He kind of has to wear, like, galoshes and the whole rain gear and stuff. But I was watching a video about you, and you were talking about your dad and how he kind of pushed you along when you were a kid about trying to figure stuff out on your own and not really doing it for you, but trying to get you to do it yourself.
Yeah, my dad, he was probably the real-life MacGyver in my life. Even if he's never done anything before, he would do it. And he would make it look good, and it would work, and he would learn along the way. So I watched him do that, and he said, ever since I was really young, I just loved to do everything with him. I wanted to learn everything. So he built me my first workbench when I was 6. He loaded it up with tools, got some wood, and we just built stuff ever since. So he was a huge factor of where I am today. But I've actually gone above and beyond anything he's taught me because I'm absolutely obsessed, and I want to learn everything from how to drive huge machines to, you know, how to do with that little stuff around the house. So he was a huge factor. He was a great role model. He never told me I couldn't do something because I was a girl. And it got me pretty far so far. So we'll see what else it'll lead me.
Wow,
that is such a really awesome thing, because that reminds me of my husband and our daughter. He did the same thing with she's 10 now. And, you know, we have her doing the same kinds of projects that we would have a boy do. I mean, there's no gender specific thing in our house, but it's like, you know, giving girls the ability and the environment in order to be able to take care of themselves, be able to do simple things around your house.
Exactly.
And then for you, like, you've taken that and you've gone over the moon with that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a teacher now. I teach basically kids to use tools. Ultimately, I have a wood shop at the school, and girls are, you know, I don't know what it is, but not many that I meet teach them things. It's automatically they teach the son, and they kind of just, they don't even ask the daughter, do you want to even try this? So the girls see me and they're like, wow, this is actually really fun. This is awesome. I'm going to ask my parents for a drill for Christmas. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to try to do stuff. So, yeah, I recommend all fathers pushing their daughters, or at least asking them. I mean, you know, you don't need your daughter to become a construction worker or whatever, but everyone's going to have an apartment. Everyone's going to have a house. It's cool to know how to work on it. You don't want to feel helpless and not be able to work on your own home. So, and women are the ones, you know, women are motivated. They want their houses to be awesome. So,
oh, there's so
give
many,
them motivation.
You have so many, you probably do have the same thing. Friends who just sort of wait around for their husbands or boyfriends to do things around their house. And it's like, come on, you can do it yourself. It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, even when I work, they even see me work. I just built an entertainment center for some people in Brooklyn. And everyone in the building was watching me do it. And they're like, oh, I need my husband to get me to do that for me. And I was like, no, like, you don't realize that you can do it. You don't need your husband. Like, you can do it, you know?
I totally love that. And, you know, sort of like you, but the roles are reversed. My mother was my inspiration. I'll never
forget. That's awesome.
Yeah, I will never forget her building bookcases in her bedroom. Number two pine, 1x12, like 8 bright finish nails and curved claw hammer. And a handsaw. And
wow.
And there she was. And as it turns out, she was a school teacher as well. So she did it. And that sort of opened doors for me. And I loved hearing about your dad. And I also noticed a photo of you. And where I saw it, don't ask me. But it might have been from the set of the show where you were adjusting the fence of your table saw to a certain width, whatever it was. But you used a tape measure instead of the gauge on the saw. And I can tell there, that wasn't your first day with a table saw.
Oh, well, I've been using a table saw for a long time. So that was probably on the show of HGTV.
It could have been. There was no context to the photo. Or I was being yelled at by my neighbors. It's hard to tell. I have a lot of distractions in my life.
Yeah, I have been using tools my entire life, and if there's one thing I know, table saws do not count on that gauge that's on the fence. Unless you have, like, a pristine table saw, you know, I have a really nice one in my classroom that I can trust that gauge, but any table saw, you know, my portable table saw from home, I can't trust that at all. You have to use a tape measure. You got to make sure you got it right so you don't waste material.
I love it. Oh, that's awesome.
My husband's now, a little bit of like a carpentry snob. Like, he sees people using tools and he's like, they don't really know what they're doing. So he's like beaming right now because he's so excited because you really do know what you're doing.
You know, from the job site perspective, you know, sounds of the blade burning through the wood because the person's not cutting straight you know, reaming out the screw head because they're not driving the screw straight. The fact that they're even using a cordless drill instead of an Uber impact driver. You know, I am a snob. I guess I have that.
Yes,
I guess I am too, because I can't understand the drill and the impact driver. Why doesn't everyone have an impact driver?
Oh, I love you. That's it.
It's not that much more money. It makes your life so easy. I don't even think I can use a drill anymore.
You know, I have a drill. And it only comes out on very rare occasions. We're all impact driver all the time here at My Fix Up Life. Yeah, here's an ad. This brought to you by impactdrivers.net. I made that up.
You're going to go buy that website now.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy that domain name.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
Yeah, no, but I loved it. I knew I would like you before. Now I'm all the way in. So, okay. So your shop and your school, though. You must get a chance there to, I hope, at least have a budget to have some really nice stationary tools and, you know, can show the kids on, you know, stuff that's not wobbling around on the grass outside like my shop.
Yeah, no, it's, my school is very supportive of me and my program. And I just organized an entire classroom renovation where my wood shop was kind of, you know, needed some upgrading, and I dedicated my February vacation. I got 160 volunteers from the community, and we all went in. redid, painted everything. We built organizational bins. We built a racetrack on the floor for the kids to do a dragster project. And it was pretty awesome. So now, I got to say, my wood shop's pretty cool.
Oh, that is
so the kids love it. They love it. It's got every tool they could, you know, every tool they could imagine. We even have bandsaws that we let our eighth graders use. So it's pretty good. It's a pretty good program.
So are we going to see any videos from inside the classroom on your YouTube channel?
Definitely. I actually am thinking about doing one this Friday. And I'm teaching a woodshop camp this summer. And I'm going to ask the parents if they'll let me, because it's going to be grades 3 through 5, which is, people are like, you're going to let little kids use tools, but let me tell you, they're awesome with tools. They listen to everything you tell them, way more than high school students. They're really good with tools. So I do a camp for little kids, and I might bring some video cameras in. And I also have a show with in my shop that I built a gumball machine. I don't know if it's on YouTube, right? I don't think it's on YouTube, but it's on my website. AliceNorPaulo.com. It's right on the homepage. It's a half an hour segment of how to build a gumball machine. And I do it in my classroom, so you get to see my shop.
So, of all the things that you do, like working on your house, building a deck, I'm making up the examples, woodworking, you know, the entertainment center you made, etc. What do you have a category of projects that's your favorite that you look forward to doing more than others?
I do. You know what? I can't stand painting.
Huh.
I hate
still
I hate
loving
painting.
You.
I mean, I'll do it because it makes things look so. It makes everything look so good and it's so easy. But for me, it's just so tedious. I have to be able to use tools and build something and create something to make something better. Like the entertainment center I built, that was a blast. I did a library of built-ins for a lady. That was really fun. I really like to organize. So I like to create something that makes people's lives neat.
Oh, I
so
dig it.
So anything building.
I really like that a lot, too.
Oh, that makes a ton of sense. Yeah,
I like my projects. Life to be neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what everybody
wants. I'm kind of OCD, so.
Yeah, for sure. And I saw that you made a chicken coop on, was that on your website, too, at AliceNorPaulo.com?
Yeah. Yeah, that was like that video. We just did that quick. It was a 30-degree weekend when I built that. It was like crazy, crazy cold, and I was so tired. So that video is kind of funny. But everyone seems to give me good feedback on it, so I'm kind of glad I did it. But yeah, I built a chicken coop for a woman in Maine. She had a budget. She bought material and said, "Here, this is what I can afford, so build it out of this." Which I actually like to be challenged like that. I think that's why I did so well on All American Handyman. I love that challenge. This is what you get, and you need to do what we need you to do with that.
Well, we're challenged by a break, which is coming up upon us now. So check out Allison at AliceNRPaulo.com. Check her out on Facebook at facebook.com/yourhandywoman.
And follow her on Twitter because we do too. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Would you not break? Would you let it?
Distorted time.